Warriors-Cavs Game 3 in Cleveland, an uphill climb as the Warriors trailed from the early going and would have to battle all night in an effort to close the gap and credit the Cavaliers' intensity as they did not want to fall in this one and thus face elimination in a Game 4. So as it stands, the Warriors' 2-1 lead in the NBA Finals will be put to the test again on Friday in Game 4 after this loss on the road in Game 3. We will hear from Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson in a bit, but let's start with Coach Kerr's post-game comments.
Lowell Cohn, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. Steve, I have two quickies. Curry came on late, but he got off to a really slow start. What was going on with that, if you understand it? And the second, would you consider making changes in your starting lineup for the next game? I know you always do. Will you do it more?
Wow.
I'm prepared.
Lowell, we just lost one game.
I'm sorry.
Change the starting lineup. We weren't ready to play. Obviously, they just punched us right in the mouth, right in the beginning. We're turning the ball over like crazy, soft. We were extremely soft to start the game, and they set the tone with their intensity. And I think it was 9-0. We had to call a timeout. Steph got beat backdoor, a couple turnovers. Just a horrible way to start. But even then, we fought back in. We were down eight at the half right there. But it's going to take more than an effort like that to win a finals game against a great team, obviously.
And my other question was, do you understand what was going on with Curry, especially in the first half?
He didn't play well.
On the right side over here, Kenny.
Kenny Rota, WHBC Radio.
Hi, Kenny.
Hey, Steve. How do you explain a 63-point turnaround from Game 2 to Game 3?
It's the NBA. This is how it is. Most of the teams in the league are pretty equal in talent, As Greg Popovich used to tell me, the other guys make millions of dollars a year to play the game too. And so when you get to this level, everybody's got talent. Whether you're in the finals or it's, the 10th game of the season, every team you go against has great talent. Every player in the NBA is a great player. And if you let your guard down and the other team is angry, then you can see this kind of turnaround. It's happened in every series. For them, every series for us, maybe not for them, but for us, it's happened, and that's the way it goes.
On your left, Ethan.
Ethan Strauss, ESPN. Was there any consideration of downsizing with them starting both halves small? Any consideration to maybe starting the second half that way?
You mean like take Bogut out of the lineup?
Yes.
Not really. We thought Bogues played well. Bogues has done a good job for us in the series, and we didn't feel like we had to match what they were doing because of their change in their starting lineup. We can always make a quick substitution. I don't think that had anything to do with losing the game. It wasn't lineups. It wasn't, substitution patterns. It was, we just got our tail kicked.
Fourth row in the center.
Dan Devine, Yahoo Sports. Coach, after holding Kyrie Irving down pretty well through the first two games of the series, was able to get off really, really well early tonight. What did you see from him that was different tonight than what you saw through the first two games?
He was just really aggressive, and he's a great player. He had a couple of tough games, and I thought his play kind of mirrored their team's play. You spend two or three days listening to everybody say things about you that don't feel that good, usually you bounce back. And I thought they bounced back and played a fantastic game, and Kyrie played a great game. And clearly they were playing at a much higher level than we were, and they deserved the win, obviously.
Joe over here on the fourth row on the right.
Joe Varden, Cleveland.com. Steve, not to pick on him, he's had a great playoffs and a good season, but Kevin was out tonight for the Cavs. Does his absence make them a tougher matchup for the Warriors specifically?
I think the game would have been the same whether he played or not. This was about one team being emotionally fired up and angry about being down 2-0 and another team being comfortable. So I don't think that had anything to do with it. I think it was just the level of intensity that they brought. They would have brought it with Kevin, too. So I don't think it made a difference.
Again, over here, Ron.
Steve, Ron Krejcik from the San Francisco Chronicle. You guys have lost game threes before, as we've talked about. And you and the players all said how you had to match their intensity from the start. Are you baffled, surprised? I mean, you've said you sometimes know how your team's going to play.
Yeah.
Did you see this coming at all?
I didn't see it coming. No, I mean, we talked about it. You know, we talked about how Cleveland was going to come out on their home floor, being down 2-0. We talked about all that stuff. And I was very hopeful, and I was expecting that our team would play much better. But we didn't, so I didn't have them ready.
On your left, Tim.
Tim Kawakami, Mercury News. Did you pull Steph there in the second quarter due to poor performance? Was it to talk to him? It was before he got his third foul. When you put him back at the third foul, but he had a turnover. Did you pull him out because you were upset with
him? No, I wanted to tell him something that I saw. So I took him out, talked to him for a second, and put him back in.
Where did you think his head was in this game? Did you think he was into this game?
He did not start the game well, turned it over. Got beat backdoor, and he was not his usual self. Now, it happens sometimes. I mean, that's what everybody was saying about them the last two games. When, you know, no matter who you're talking about, when a team plays poorly, you know, the team deserves criticism. The coach deserves criticism. The players, you know, I always tell our guys, that's why we get paid. We don't get paid to show up and shoot baskets every day. We get paid because we're going to get a lot of criticism, and we deserve it tonight.
Right here in the front.
Hey, Steve. Phil Barber, Press Democrat. I think you were out-rebounded 52-32.
Yeah.
How much of that do you think was effort tonight? And if not effort, what was going on in the paint?
Well, Tristan Thompson was great on the offensive glass. I thought we did a pretty good job defensively in the second quarter and got back in the game. Most of their points came off of either our turnovers or their second chance. And those two things, you know, we might be able to survive one of the two. We can't survive both. If we're going to get killed on the glass and get killed on turnovers. I mean, they had 34 points off our 18 turnovers. So that's going to be pretty difficult to overcome, because you end up, you know, you look at the stat sheet, they had 15 more field goal attempts as a result. And so we've got to do a better job both taking care of the ball and on the boards.
Last two, back left, and then right here in this corner.
Joseph Cacciaro, The Score. Steve, Steph and Clay have both gone from about 20 attempts per game in the first three rounds to about 13 so far in the finals. What have the Cavs done successfully to limit their, not just their makes, but their actual looks at the bucket?
Well, they're being very aggressive with them out on the perimeter. And you know, it didn't matter in the first two games because other guys scored, and we got lots of good offensive possessions. And tonight, obviously, it did matter. We didn't get a lot of great looks for them, but we didn't get much of anything going. So their aggressiveness was important tonight.
Last one, Ray, right here.
Steve, down here. Ray Jaski, ESPN 990. Curious about the flip side of that same coin. What needs to be done, what wasn't happening to create space, create looks for your guys? Because surely the Cavs were hustling more, but you guys have countered that so many times in the past. What didn't happen tonight?
We weren't tough enough. We weren't strong enough with the ball. We were soft. We were soft tonight. And when you're soft, you get beat on the glass and you turn the ball over. Those are the telltale signs. So we can't be soft in game four if we want to win.
And both Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson joined each other at the podium in the post game. Let's take a listen.
Lowell, first question in the front.
Yeah, Lowell Cohn, Santa Rosa, Press Democrat. Stephen, you got off slow tonight. Was it something that they were doing to you, or was it just one of those games?
Unfortunately, it was all me. They were playing aggressive defense, and they came out with a big punch. But I didn't do anything about it or play my game. And for me to do what I need to do to help my team, I have to play 100 times better than I did, especially in the first quarter, to kind of control the game, and didn't do it.
I thought I saw Steve Kerr asking you on the bench, are you okay? What'd you tell him? Are you okay?
I'm fine.
You're fine.
We're in good shape. I mean, not the way we wanted the night to go, myself included. But you know, glad we obviously took care of home court so that we're still in a good position. We obviously it's a series, and they did what they're supposed to do, took care of home court. But we have a great opportunity on Friday to keep control of the series, and that's going to be a challenge for us.
Thank you.
Standing in the back left.
Yes, Steph. Emilio Perez here, Top Deportes. Are you starting to get worried that you haven't showed the MVP caliber type of player that you could be in the series? That's question number one. And question number two for Clay, who's to blame for tonight's loss?
No. I'm disappointed that I didn't do anything to help my team win tonight. It's not about living up to a certain expectation other than one that I have for myself. And that's I haven't done that. Or I didn't do that tonight, and I got to be better.
I mean, we're all to blame. We win together, we lose together. Obviously, the starting unit has to be much better. We lost the game in that first quarter. We can't let them get out to a 33-14 lead, and give credit to our bench. They did a tremendous job in fighting us back in it. But, you know, if it was a 10-point game rather than a 19, different story. So that's on us, and we're going to come out much better on Friday.
Front left, Monty.
Monty Poole, Comcast, Sportsnet, Bay Area. Clay, on the play where you ran into Mozgov or his knee got there, what was your interpretation of what actually happened there? Because it looked like a pretty good collision.
I didn't get it. I don't know. I'm guarding Kyrie. I'm running full speed downhill. I just don't know who's trying to set a pick on you in the middle of the key. I mean, if it was on the perimeter, I understand, but it didn't make sense to me. Obviously, it didn't feel good, but I'll be all right. Luckily for us, we got a day off. I mean, I'm going to take the day off tomorrow and get healthy, but it's the finals. Nothing's going to, you know, keep me out of it. But I rewatched it. I'm just confused why he's trying to set a screen in the middle of the key when we're both running full speed downhill. You know, it seemed kind of dirty to me. I just stick his knee out too, but you know what? That's basketball.
Tim in the back right.
Steph, Tim Reynolds with the Associated Press. When a team wins a game real easy, you hear a lot about you just try to move on. You don't get too wrapped up in how good it felt. Does the same kind of apply after a night like this, or do you sort of try to extract more fuel from a big loss than you might necessarily when you win a game by a lot?
We've been in situations like these before where you have a night that just doesn't go your way from start to finish, and for us, we've been able to bounce back pretty quick because we can turn the page and understand, like I said, we're still in a good position. So, and like Clay said, I think we understand why we lost the game. And it was that first, you know, 8 to 10 minutes where they came out, you know, with a huge punch, and we didn't handle it well at all, or, you know, basically lost the game in that stretch. From then on, we played pretty tough and gave ourselves a little bit of hope in the second half. It was only an 8-point deficit, but then, you know, it slipped away. But if we can shore up that first punch that they're going to throw, especially with the home crowd, home energy, we'll be in a good position.
To follow up real quick, LeBron gets asked a lot about, you know, when something goes right for the Cavs, he gets asked a lot about, do you feel like you have to take the game over, blah, blah, blah. How do you try to avoid that mindset as far as, I mean, Friday will be a big game, obviously. It's the finals, it's game four. But do you ever go into a game thinking, I got to get going early? Do you ever have that mindset?
I got to just be aggressive and play better. And be more assertive in my scoring positions and my playmaking, you know, positions on the floor. And yeah, there's a sense of urgency knowing how big game four is, and I need to be ready.
Marcus on the left, standing.
Marcus Thompson, Barry News Group. Clay, you guys have won more games than any team in history, but half of your losses are of these kind. Why do you think you have so many of these Murphy's Law games where nothing goes right?
I mean, I don't know. You know, I know it didn't go right tonight, but I mean, it's hard to reflect on all the times you've gotten blown out. I think most of it's just energy, just matching this you know, that team's energy. They were hungrier than us tonight. There's no excuse for us, but that's all it is. I know we're not going to make every shot, obviously. We're going to have bad turnovers, but if we play with great energy and effort, we won't see another 30-point loss like this.
Tim, again, on the left side.
Yeah, Tim Piala, Common Mercury News. Steph, we talk always offense with you, but Steve Kerr also mentioned there are a couple back doors that got behind you early. Do you think you were mentally into this game? Do you feel like you were approaching this game with the same mental sharpness that you usually do?
For sure. Not a front runner when it comes to having a 2-0 lead and doing anything different to prepare for games. Just in the first half, I had a couple lapses where didn't follow the game plan. Kyrie gets an easy layup, gets his confidence going. A couple of switches where I didn't hear the guy behind me and talking and you know, being quicker with my reads in that situation. So I obviously take the blame for that, but nothing about my preparation for tonight mentally or physically was different. It's just didn't go out and execute as well as I wanted to.
And also Steve said he took you out in the second quarter after one of those turnovers to say something to you. What generally did he say to you? What did you need to hear? What was that all about? You almost never get taken out for performance. What was that like?
I would have done the same thing. You know, he's trying to get it some life and figure out a way to maybe get me going. And it was a short talk, but it'll carry over to game four for sure with the way we'll start the game.
Right here in this corner.
Step down here on the right. Ray Jaski, ESPN 990. This is very similar to a year ago from the standpoint, different in as much as you came in at 2-0 and not 1-1. But you had a real slow start a year ago. I think you had about 3 points at halftime, something like that. But you did find something late in the game in the fourth quarter, brought the team back, and made it kind of scary for the Cavs last year. Weren't able to get that done this year. Are you able to carry something over to the game, or is it a whole new start? What do you and Clay have to do to create looks, to get better looks, and to get yourselves going the way we're used to seeing?
Not turn the ball over and be more assertive in the second half. The way that they were pressuring out in the paint and got into the lane, made a couple layups. We were more precise with our screening and cutting and got open looks. And I think the way Clay came back after he got hurt and came back in the game, you know, he got into the paint. He made some great, you know, one-on-one moves to get free. Obviously knocked down a three to, you know, keep the momentum going. So that's the way we have to play in the first 6 minutes and not wait for them to throw the first punch or to be on our heels. And that'll be the adjustment if that is one for game four.
Kenny over here on the right.
Kenny Rota, WHBC Radio, over here for Clay Thompson. Clay, you just said they were hungrier. After game one, game two, I heard J.R. Smith and Tristan say you guys were hungrier. Why is it so tough to keep that hunger every game? Because this was a 63-point turnaround from game two to game three.
At this point, really isn't that hard. You got to give them credit. You know, you can't downplay what they did. They came out with more energy than us. We have no excuse for it. You know, I'm not going to sit up here and lie to you and say we did this wrong, but we just got to learn from it, and the best part about this team is we responded well the whole year, and we've had a bad history of game threes, which is unfortunate, but luckily for us, golden opportunity still to go home up 3-1, so no time to sulk. I mean, me and Steph haven't really shot the ball as well as we want to. That's all right. We're still up 2-1, and, you know, law of averages, they'll all even out. Just got to keep the confidence high.
Three final quick ones in the back, Ken, and up here.
This is Sue from Tencent, right here down the middle. This question for both of you. What is so difficult to try to win the game three since this playoffs? Because I remember you guys lost all the game three on the road. Is really the energy is not there, or just the home court hit you really hard?
I mean, the playoffs is hard. It's a tough grind to win a championship. And we understand that, and we obviously want to play perfect basketball. We want to win every game, but it doesn't happen that way. But we hope that the better team will show throughout the course of the series. And that's our mindset. We would have loved to been up 3-0 and have a chance to win it on Friday. Doesn't go our way. How we bounce back on Friday will show, you know, our heart and our kind of our soul about, you know, about winning. And you know, this is hard. Gotta embrace the challenge.
Ken, back left.
Ken Berger, CBS Sports, over here for Steph. Clay had mentioned the Mozgov play maybe crossing the line and being a little dirty. You seem to be getting knocked around pretty good out there too tonight. Is there physical play getting you out of rhythm and preventing you from getting to your spots? And if so, how do you counter that?
I mean, make sharper cuts, maybe get the ref's attention a little quicker, but you can't go into games worrying about getting calls. You know, they're going to play a certain physicality with a certain physicality, and we have to do the same on both ends of the floor and not worry about if we're going to get a call or not. You got to finish plays. You got to get open. You got to not let them do anything to take you out of your spot. So, in the second half, we did a better job. We'll carry that over to the first half on Friday.
Last one right here in the front.
Hey, Steph, right here. Phil Barber, Press Democrat. There was a timeout in the third quarter. It looked like Draymond had some animated words for the team. Was that the right time for that, and what can you tell us about his message at that time?
It was a moment where 20-point lead or something like that with 18 minutes left in the game, including fourth quarter, and my message was to stay together and, you know, understand we had a chance to maybe come back in this game, but find ourselves as we finished out the game, because, you know, we're still in a good position. And, you know, he chimed in and obviously wanted to make sure our focus was on winning, you know, this game and giving it all we had and fighting. So it was good timing for sure to keep us locked in and understand you got to find something down the stretch of this game so that we can carry, you know, some good mojo over to game four.
And our coverage continues here in Cleveland on Thursday after the Warriors' afternoon practice. And then Friday, it's game four back here at Quicken Loans Arena. With this Warrior Sound coverage of the NBA Finals, I'm Lawrence Scott.